I've had a really good time at Blackburn. Obviously, things haven't gone the way that we all would have wanted, but yeah, it's in the past now, and all we can do is affect what's coming up next, and obviously that's Saturday's game.
If you compare it to this time last year, I know you were injured about this time last year, weren't you? So you're playing regularly, you're playing well. How different do you feel in terms of your confidence and everything?
Yeah, to be honest, the longer you're at a club, you start to feel more part of the club, the place, everything about it, and I'm at that stage now where I really feel part of it. I love playing, I love coming into training every day. I try and have a smile on my face, make people laugh, and then when it comes down to training or game, I switch my head on, and it's all about trying to get 3 points, and I'm happy with the fact that I'm in the team. I'm always striving to be better for the team and give that little bit more if I can, and try and make a difference. But I'm in a much better place than I was last year, like you said.
You were one of those players that a lot of fans had talked to me in the summer to say, if you see Elliot Bennett, tell him he needs to stay. There was a lot of talk at times that clubs would be interested in you in a higher division. Did it ever come about, or were you always looking to stay here?
I'm one of these people, if I do well, I'll obviously want to stay, but when things don't go well, I'm not the sort of person that's just going to run away and look for the first opportunity out. I'm not abandoning ship, and obviously I had a good chat with the gaffer at the end of the season. He made it clear that he wanted me to be here this year, and I made it clear to him that as long as he wanted me here, that I'd be here giving all I can to make sure that this club gets back to where it, well, I should say should be, but should it be in the Championship? Probably not. It should be even higher than that. But obviously we've kept the group of players that we had last year, and we're all looking to right the wrongs of obviously last season. Obviously it's easy to say, 46 games in it, to make sure you get it done, and we're all looking forward to the challenge.
Would have been the easiest option, wouldn't it? Abandon ship, you say that. Some people would have looked at it and thought, can't play in League One.
I've played in League One before, and it really catapulted my career as a footballer, and I never think I'm too good for anything. It's an honour to play football. It's an honour to play football in front of fans that pay to watch you, and I'm doing the job I love. So whether it's in League Two, League One, obviously we all want to play as high as we can, and obviously that's the aim this year. But I'm not the sort of person that ever thinks I'm too good for anything.
To get back to winning ways this weekend at top of the league would be just the right place, wouldn't it?
Yeah, obviously, yeah, and it's just up the road for me as well. So that would be nice as well. Obviously, look, we've done well away from home so far this season. Obviously, we had the disappointing result at the first game of the season at Southend, but barring that away from home, I think we've been really solid and beat a couple of teams that their home records speak for themselves from last season. So. Yeah, it's another challenge. Obviously Shrewsbury are top of the league at the minute, and fully deserve to be there. They're on a really good run at the minute, as were Bradford when we went there. And as I said, Scunthorpe's home record was very good. So we'll just be looking to go there and get all 3 points.